Welcome to episode 8 of the SBOBA podcast. Here are your hosts, Michael and Joe.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 8 of the podcast. It's Joe as usual, and Happy New Year before we go any further. And with me is Michael as ever. Hiya Michael, you alright?
Hi Joe, hi everyone. Yeah, Happy New Year to you all. Can't believe we're doing episode 8 already.
I know, it's mad.
I know, especially doing two over Christmas.
It was good though. Really good, weren't they?
We've actually had some really good feedback. You know, a few emails in of people who've really enjoyed it. One thing I will say though, we have had a few problems with Sonata users. So if you are having a problem accessing it via Sonata, let me know. The only people who tend to be having any problems with the podcast, and we're not sure what the problem is. So let us know on that one. podcast@svopa.co.uk. So what have we got coming up, Joe?
We've got a cracking interview, well, a very relaxed interview with Julie and Pat Rodaway. We've got some Over to You from Louise Townsend again, so that's great.
And we've got a few sort of information which you may find interesting on Audio Boo and a new project which me and Joe are working on at the moment.
Yep, and of course we've got, as ever, the updates on the forthcoming events.
Yes, because it's only a month before Gateshead especially, so it'd be good to get a couple more of you to come as well. So I suppose we're not going to do a news section, because there's only one real bit of news this time. But as most people know, Steve Roberts is due to leave the school at the end of March for Easter. And we mentioned it on the last one, but John Patterson, no relation to Joe, will be taking over. From then on, and hopefully we'll be able to build, you know, we'll get him on, or we'll get some information from him, and we'll, you know, get the SVOPA known to him, and we'll be able to continue the really good relationship we've got with the school.
And we'll invite him to the reunion.
We will. We hope he'll be able to come. And on the reunion, we still haven't got final places, unfortunately. We are still working with the school to get that sorted. And as soon as we've got something, we'll let you know. We'll get the CD out to you all anyway, so that I'll have all the information on.
Right, so without further ado, we'll move on to the interview with the Rodaways.
Why not follow us on Twitter at SVOPA?
Right, well, I've got Pat and Julie joining me and Joe today. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Mike. Hi, everyone.
And hi, Pat. You all right?
Sound, guys, yes. Hi, Joe. Hi, Mike.
Right, and you're suffering with the flu a little bit, are you, Pat? So.
Well, I was off, to be honest. I'm full of it.
Oh, as long as you don't give it to the dogs.
Well, they've had it. They give it to us. We have man flu. Why not dog flu? Passing it on, you know?
Well, yeah, and we've also got Wally, Lacey, and
Zita
listening in as well.
Yeah.
Right, well, we're going to talk a little bit about school and then go on to what you guys are doing now. So we'll start. Should we start with Julie? Why not? We'll start with the younger lady.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
So when did you go to school, Jules? You know, tell us a little bit about what you did, what you enjoyed, what you hated and all that sort of stuff.
Let's see. I went in September of 1980. So I was at the seniors. So it took me quite a while to settle in because I didn't really feel I fitted in because most of the girls in Keller, that was then, knew each other from infants and juniors. So it took me a while and I didn't like school. I was a bit of a loner, concentrated very much on my music and I was always reading. I always had a book in my hands, I was a bookworm. But eventually I settled in and Sid Wilson took me under his wing more or less straight away, really, and gave me lots and lots of music lessons. I probably had more music lessons than most kids had then because I think they sort of, you know, realised I had some potential. And so they pushed me on, developed me. So that was it, really. I mean, I liked history. I liked English. I liked English Lit. But yeah, that's me in school. And I left in 1984. And I've got to say, I was glad to leave. I just had enough of it then. I just wanted out, you know.
No problem. What did you do before St Vincent's?
I went to Wavertree School for the Blind from the age of 3. I was the first one in the nursery for a while until other kids joined me, and then I stayed there until I was about 12.
Good time to move over. I think a few did that as well, didn't they?
So after you left St Vincent's, and we're very glad to do so by the sound of it, you went on to RNC, didn't you, Julie?
I did. I did a music course there, and I did a business studies there. I loved it at RNC, really, really loved it. John James took me under his wing, and I was one of his music students, and I did lots of recitals and lots of performances, so I gained experiences performing in public, and I really, really enjoyed that. And I was really sad to leave RNC. And then I got a job in an insurance company as an audio typist, stayed there for a while, left, and now I'm teaching people how to use assistive technology from very basics to quite advanced. I've got quite a lot of work from the Bradbury Fields here in Liverpool, so that keeps me on my toes, and I teach private lessons as well, so it all keeps me busy.
Right, so you're doing more and more. Every time I see you, you've added another string to your bow, which is really good. And I know you're getting into your technology, which we're going to cover a little bit later. And what we'll do is we'll move on to Pat for a minute, if that's okay.
That's fine.
And Pat, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I went to St. Vincent's in 1966, I think, about 66. But to be very honest, didn't like St. Vincent's. And I found it harder to accept St. Vincent's because I was going home of a weekend, because them days it was a boarding school, as it was for Jules, I think, and mixing with fully sighted children. And I suppose I rebelled against the school, really. I got to like it towards the end, but done a bit of music and loved my sport in there. I didn't do much education. Who did then? It was there for us, though. But
so you actually had quite a sort of a life outside school, where a lot of children tend to, the life is school, isn't it?
I would much rather have gone out of St. Vincent's than gone in there. If providing the support was there.
Well, yeah.
But it wasn't there.
We hear a lot of people now, when we put comments on, who even goes to school now, it's the school is their life, and they haven't got a lot outside school. But it's good to hear, obviously, you had a lot of friends at home, and the weekend was what you lived for, and that sort of thing.
I hated going to school, if I'm going to be very honest with you.
Oh, that's fine. We've had quite a lot of people who've said that. Apparently, you were a bit of a rogue as well, weren't you?
Well, I had some good tuition. There was a roof in St. Vincent's I hadn't been on, I will say that to you, you know. I did enjoy climbing up there and different things.
What about the pillowcase fight?
Oh, no, you're not going down there. No way.
Go on, tell us more.
I can't remember. The dormitories above the gym, we had a big pillowcase fight, pillow fight. Oh, the lads. I don't know what the name of the dormitories were then. I think, I can't remember, to be honest. But I threw this pillow to my mate, and it went through the window because the window was open. And we decided at 12 o'clock in the night, we're trying to get this pillow out of the lawn, with all kinds of bloody mad things that you do. And this nun next, they had nuns in the middle room then, as you know, decided to tell us to be quiet. And I was an altar boy at St. Vincent's and went to serve for Mass the next morning. And Joe Lambton said, God, someone's been parachuting out the window, he said. Yeah. And it wasn't the kids that rebelled, it was just the school in general. I go to the reunions to see the likes of you guys because I love the people.
Well, Jo has a special word she always uses when it comes to reunions and these other things.
I do, but I don't pronounce it on there.
Well, hers we don't actually understand, do we, Jo?
No, I keep saying that a lot of people find it cathartic going back to school, and everyone's like, what are you on about?
But yeah, like you guys, you know, the people who wouldn't hated school, but the reunions are the thing. It's meeting up with friends, isn't it? Like-minded friends. And...
yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing. A school's a building, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there is that sort of atmosphere as you go, but it makes memories at school. Some parts of school I love, some parts I hated, you know.
I actually think it's a shame, and I don't mean it in any offence to anybody, that some people saw that as their life. Mm-hmm. I really do think it's quite sad, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I say it's part of our life, isn't it? It's... but we continue from it, but it's not our life.
That's a life, don't we?
Yeah.
And I really do think it's a shame.
So what have you done since then, Pat?
I left St. Vincent's in 1975, and unfortunately, with that, 2 or 3 weeks after, I lost my mum. And the rest was quite vivid for a while, other than I can remember... Sister Claire, Sister Rosemary, I think, and Joe and Jackie Lambton at Mum's funeral. But the rest's quite just a distant memory then, you know? Mm. I did actually I went off the rails worse than I was at school then for a couple of... but then I went to RNC for 6 months, which really was the wrong time to go because... you're grieving and you're only 16 years of age.
Yeah, it's too soon.
Yeah.
I then went to Heatherset the following year, which I enjoyed very much. Done the music down in Heatherset as well, because I was doing the clubs down there in Surrey. Mm-hmm. Come home, used to then work with a blind workshop. Been playing music since and stuff.
And I've played, been out with you a few times, well, when you've played locally... when I've been over with you guys, so it's you're doing pretty well, really, aren't you?
I enjoy it very much.
Makes a lot of noise.
He's a man.
One thing I think was great, though, was when we started coming down to the likes of the Lauriston with Svoper, and Sid, Jules, and myself were down there as well, and we had a great time. And I think it's good that you're expanding on that. I think it's very good, you know.
It's brilliant. The one at Tynmouth was brilliant in October. Well, end of October, beginning of November. The 19 of us in the end. And it was just really, really good.
It sounded fantastic. You know, the bits I heard on the podcast, it sounded really good.
Yeah, it was. And it got a different... it's always different groups that way. You know, you've got a core group generally, you know, but other people come in and they're making new friends. And... like Pat said before, for some people school was their life and there's nothing for them outside of it, is there?
No.
So going on these where we're not actually at the school but we're in an informal setting, people are making friends where perhaps they haven't got friends in the home area, but they're making friends with like-minded people and perhaps keep in touch afterwards, which is great.
Which is fantastic. I mean, I know what you mean, Joe, because I boarded because there wasn't a day pupil option then. You just boarded and that was it. But I found when I was home, you know, for the summer holidays, apart from a local friend who I knew from school, I didn't know the kids in my area. So you did feel a little bit isolated and a bit on your own, you know.
Yeah, yeah, whereas I think you're right, yeah.
Pat had the advantage of he was mixing with the local kids. So when he went to school, he felt institutionalised, and I think that's what, you know, so he had that advantage over, you know.
Yeah, very much so.
How did you two meet then? Because you weren't at school together.
No. it was through Angela O'Brien that we met. Well, she introduced us and...
Now I'm lumbered with you.
Nah, you make a good couple. We always have a good laugh. I mean, I'm around at your house a couple of times a year, aren't I? So we have a good time.
Oh, God, yeah.
I remember a really good, massive fight at St. Vincent's. Because in 1967, there was an 8-week bus strike at the school, you know, in Liverpool. And none of us could get home. So we were stuck. Well, I couldn't get home and some people couldn't. And we were stuck there for 8 weeks. And it was pure hell, you know?
Oh, God.
I can imagine. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to put one of Pat's songs on. So do you want to introduce one, Pat?
Yeah, I've got a CD for sale, £6 if people do know about it, it's around. I'm going to ask Mike to play Solitaire.
There was a man a lonely man who lost his love through his indifference a heart that cared that went unshared until it died within his silence. And solitaire's the only game in town, and every road that takes him down. By himself it's easy to pretend he'll never love again. And keeping to himself he plays the game, without her love it always ends the same. But life goes on around him everywhere, he's playing solitaire. A little hope goes up in smoke. Just how it goes without saying. There was a man, a lonely man, who would command the hand he's playing. And solitaire's the only game in town, and every road that takes him down. By himself it's easy to pretend he'll never love again. Keeping to himself he plays the game, without her love it always ends the same. But life goes on around him everywhere, he's playing solitaire. Takes him down. And by himself it's easy to pretend he'll never love again. And keeping to himself he plays the game, without her love it always ends the same. And life goes on around him everywhere, he's playing solitaire. And keeping to himself he plays the game, without her love it always ends the same. goes on around him everywhere. He's playing solitaire. He's playing solitaire.
That was Solitaire by Pat Radaway. If you want a copy of his CD, just give us a shout. podcast@svopa.co.uk.
We'll move on now, but we're staying with Pat and Julie. But Julie's quite new to technology. She's new to the Apple devices, but she's picked up on it very, very quickly. So we're going to have a little chat to her about technology.
Because you love your technology, don't you, Julie? But you've literally, like I said, just got the iOS stuff. So how are you finding it?
Initially, I wanted to throw it out the window. I really did. I could have happily thrown it out the window. Now, I wouldn't be without it, and I've got an iPad mini, I've got an iPod Touch, and I'm doing so much on it now. I mean, it's fantastic, you know. I'm sorry I never did it sooner, really. Fantastic. I'm able to do so much. Email, iPod, iMessages, catch up TV, download podcasts, browse the internet. All on this little iPod Touch, which is fantastic.
Can you recommend a really good podcast?
Yours. It's got to be yours, hasn't it?
That's the answer. That's what... That is the correct answer, yes.
Yes, yeah. Okay, do I get full marks?
You get full marks for that one, yes.
I use other bits of technology as well. I use a Braille Note Apex. I use... netbooks, computers. So yeah, I'm a self-confessed geek and very proud of it.
And I think you were saying to me the other day you're using your iPad stuff with a Braille display as well.
Yeah, you can pair Braille Note Apex via Bluetooth, and you can write in grade 2 Braille, and it's really good.
So how are you finding new technology then, Pat?
I'll leave it to Jules, mate, to be honest.
She'll have you fully trained.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have another quick break, but this time we're going to have one of Julie's songs. So what are we having, Julie?
I have an album out called Quiet Reflections, £6. If anyone wants it, get in touch with you guys. And the track featured today is May It Be from The Lord of the Rings. Yours truly on keyboards and vocals.
May it be an evening star, shines dark. Oh,
Julie, for the track we just listened to. And again, if you want a copy of that, which is highly recommended, just drop us an email at podcast@svopa.co.uk. Anything else we need to bring in and cover?
Oh, we just have a nice life, don't we, Patton?
Yeah.
We just we've had a few laughs and along the way. We've rowed over a can of Coke. Literally had a full blown row over a can of Coke. That is genuine. That we put the coat down on a table, both of us on the couch, both of us not being able to see. Where did you put it? I put it there. No, you didn't. You should have put. Oh, it was. We found it in the end.
The funniest thing was when Jules was pulling the shopping trolley for the first time. Oh. The whole lot of shopping went all over Hongby Road.
All over the road. Yeah, a bit too heavy.
Jules was pulling a crane.
Michael, you know, we were going to get on there. Because my husband's fully sighted, as obviously you know, Karen's fully sighted. And we were going to do a section on the podcast about being married to a visually impaired person, get Rob and Karen on to talk about it. But maybe we could do another section with you two being married to another VI.
And another time, I'll tell you a funny story. I did pat sausage and mash this day.
Sorry.
And... you know, you can get this instant mash that
this
you...
Was,
yeah.
Before we had an electric cook, because we've not long moved in, you see.
We just had the microwave then, you see. And Pat said, this mash tastes a bit funny, you know. And I said, well, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with it, you know. And then my mum came the next day and I got her to check it. And it was about 2 or 3 years out of date, the packet.
Oh, no.
So you tried killing him then?
I didn't work.
No.
And I sent him away to the workshop with what we thought was a box of copper soup.
Oh, yeah.
And his you know, Pat said, what flavour of this copper soup, you know? It's not, it's Yorkshire pudding mix.
Well, thanks, Julie and Pat. It's been brilliant talking to you both. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. And
no problem.
Hopefully... we'll get you on future podcasts, especially you, Julie, for your technology knowledge.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much.
So we'll hopefully see you at the reunion and possibly down at the Belmont in November as well. Thanks, Pat and Julie, for taking the time to have a chat and a bit of a talk about school and stuff. And actually talk about half an hour's worth of audio, but we had to obviously cut quite a bit of it out. And first time you've actually spoke to him, isn't it, Joe?
It is. I was at RNC briefly at the same time as Julie, but I didn't really know her other than, you know, kind of higher, that kind of thing. But no, we didn't really remember each other or anything, so it was really nice to get to know them a bit.
Their CDs, as we mentioned earlier, are available. Just drop us a line at podcast@svopa.co.uk, and there's two available. There's Pat's album is Different Moods and Julie's album is Quiet Reflection, which the two songs came from today. So we're going to move on now to the events.
And now here are some events. Why not come and join us at one or two or all of them?
Okay, we'll move on to the events for you now. And the first one is the break in Gateshead, which is coming up very soon. So Michael's going to give you the details for that.
Yes, it's not long now to Gateshead, just probably about a month. So there's still time and still room for you guys to book. We've got 9 people coming so far. You've got me and Karen, got Georgie and Andrew, got Patty Angus and Brian, Paul Clayton's coming up, and Angela Milnes and Ian are coming so far. I know there's a few more people who are thinking of coming. It'd be good to see you. We'd love to see as many as we can. And I know there's a few up in the northeast who might join us for tea for a meal on the Saturday or something like that. And what we find is most people are actually staying till the Sunday. So if you're a bit worried about staying over to the Monday, you'll come. It's just Saturday night or Friday to Sunday, you know, whatever suits you. Me and Karen are staying over till the Monday, so by all means, if you're staying, you can join us. So all you need to do to book is contact the hotel themselves. You just need to quote SVOPA to them, and with the date of the 22nd, and they'll pop you down. Their phone number is 0191 477 1105. Found them really helpful, and quite a few people, as we've said in the past, who are visually impaired have been and had no problems at all there. And Gateshead is only a couple of miles from Newcastle, so a quick taxi ride, you'll be there, no problem. And also the important prices, it's £35 per person per night on a double or a twin. Unfortunately, it's £50 for a single, and that's for bed, breakfast and evening meal.
And I get a nice little break because Michael's going to record part of February's podcast while he's in Gateshead, and Paul Clayton has kindly agreed to take my place and do the live recording with Michael.
I hope he does now. Yeah, it'd be quite good having a new co-host, actually. It might be, make it a permanent thing.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't dream of doing that. So we've also got the reunion coming up in May as well. So go on, Joe, tell us about it, please.
Well, we don't have final details, as we said before, but we do know that it's on May the 18th, and Michael is provisionally taking names for people who might be interested in coming along and joining us. We're hoping to start it earlier, that we can tell you, to make it a longer day, perhaps 1:30, but still to be finalised with school as yet. But as soon as we know, we will let you know.
And we are hoping. We've proposed to the school that we have the same pricing as last year. So, you know, if they'll go with it, we can get it sorted. And like I said, we're going to get the new CD out. As soon as we've got the dates, the CD will get produced and will be out to everyone as well. And you guys on the podcast, you'll get that information first. So we've also booked and planned the November weekend.
Yep, we've finally set a date. It's from the 1st to the 4th of November, which is Friday to Monday.
And that's being held at the Belmont Hotel, I should say, in Llandudno. And it's not that big of a hotel, so hopefully we might be able to fill it. And I know a few people are already interested in coming. And if you're a musician, it'd be great because we can have some music nights and all get involved and have another great karaoke and get some great YouTube videos again.
And up to now, they have quoted us £35 a night, haven't they, Michael?
They have. That's for bed, breakfast and evening meal. And I'm going to hopefully be going over to the hotel in the summer to start putting some ideas down, you know, what we want. So they really want to cater for us. They want to make the weekend special, like the Clifton did last year. You know, they want to go out and make it a good weekend for us all. So, you know, if you're interested, let us know, because at least, you know, if we're not booking yet, that's fine. But at least if you're interested, we can at least get a rough idea of who wants to go.
Why not email us at podcast@svupa.co.uk?
As you know, we've actually been working on a project, me and Joe, together for a few months, getting an idea for something we've planned. But the biggest problem was we actually needed a name for it before we launched.
Yeah, we wanted something obviously that hadn't been taken before. And while we were chatting to Pat and Julie the other night, recording the interview with them, we mentioned to them that we were struggling to find a suitable name. And so we finished the interview and happily went on our way. And Julie contacted Michael.
She did, and she gave us this name of VI Talk. Now I can hear you saying, well, what the heck is VI Talk? So, we're going to be launching a new podcast in the next few weeks. And so keep your ear peeled and look out for VI Talk. We're going to be launching the podcast in the next few weeks with our first episode. But what we wanted to do, which was made the difficult decision on the name, we want it to be really, really general. And it's going to be a podcast by VIs for VIs. And we're going to cover all sorts of different things. Technology, obviously. And also anything in between. So we might cover Braille, we might cover parenting, we might, not as I'm a parent, obviously.
No, but I am.
Yep. And there's other things we might cover as well, like...
Well, we might cover Audioboo, Apple devices and apps that are compatible with VoiceOver or low vision users as well, because it's not just about being blind, it's about being visually impaired in general. So we would love your input. Again, as always, we want to make it so that it's accessible to everybody and that it covers a whole wide range of things to do with visual impairment.
We do. And even though we're not fully set up yet, we have got email address. It's podcast@vitalk.co.uk. We are on Facebook, so just search VI Talk. And also on Twitter, VI Talk Podcast. So look out for us. We'd love your feedback. We want to get more people involved. And tell your friends, because this is not exclusively to school. So anyone who's visually impaired, we'd love to get them on board and take it from there. And we are going to actually cover, to give you a sneak preview of what may be the first or the second episode, we're actually covering audio description.
Next, we've got Over to You, and Louise Townsend has kindly sent us in some memories that she has about school. So it's over to Louise.
Hello, Joe and Michael and everybody else out there. This is Louise Townsend from Carlisle. And I went to St Vincent's from 1982 to 1986. I wanted to say I really enjoyed hearing the Christmas podcasts. They were really, really interesting. And it was nice to hear Maria Evans again and Jenny Armstrong. I remember both of those teachers from when I was there, although Jenny was in the junior section, but I used to often see her around. One funny story I must tell you about Christmas when I was there. I think it was about the second, third year, I can't really remember, but it was the night after the Christmas Carol concert, and we had RE with Miss Evans, and of course you didn't really do very much on the last day, so she knew a few of us liked to watch Coronation Street, and so she had recorded it from the previous evening and brought in the video cassette with her, and we all sat in the television room and watched it while we should have been, you know, while we should have had RE. I can't remember who else was there, but I know there was myself, Miss Evans and Gemma, and I can remember the episode really clearly for those people who watch Coronation Street. There was a raffle in the pub, and somebody had won a Christmas pudding, and he'd left it on the chair in the pub. And this character called Alf Roberts, and for those of you who don't watch Coronation Street, he's not in it anymore, but he was rather a large man. And he went and sat on the chair where the Christmas pudding was. Well, you can imagine, all of us were just... We were all in hysterics. It was just so funny. I mean, we were all nearly ill with laughing, really. So that's one of my good memories of Christmas. And I just remember the carol concerts and the Christmas parties and all the rest of it. I'd like to tell you basically what I've been doing since I left St. Vincent's, because I know you often like to hear those sort of things. I left St Vincent's in 1986, then I went to Queen Alexandra College in Birmingham until 1989. Then I came back home and I tried to look for a job, but I got some, I know somebody else had said they'd got some duff advice actually. Well, I did as well, because I went to the job centre and they took one look at me. I was with my mother, I can remember, and they took one look at me and went, oh, she will never be capable of holding down the job. And that was the end of it. And I was just put on benefits and what have you. And so for a while, I didn't do very, I went to a, like a day service, which I didn't really like very much. It was for people with disabilities. I really didn't like it. I didn't get a lot out of it. Then I went to another training centre, which was a lot better because it had people, a wide mix of people in it. People with disabilities, people who were on youth training schemes, women who were there to retrain to go back into work after having children. So that was quite interesting. And then I did some work for the Women's Royal Voluntary Service a couple of days a week for a little while. These days, I'm involved with an organisation called People First. I don't know whether many of you have heard of it. It's an organisation that helps people with disabilities or learning disabilities to have more control of their lives and, you know, to speak up for their rights and just make sure that they have the choices that everybody else in life has. I've been working with them for about, well, it'll be 20 years in February, actually, since I started there. And then I've been there ever since. I've done lots of jobs there. And in 2008, a job for a women's worker, which was setting up a group for people, for women with learning difficulties, came up within the organisation, and I decided, right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try and go for that job. So I went for the job and I got it, and it was a paid position, and it was the first paid job I'd ever had. And it lasted 3 years just because of the funding, really. So it was sad to, you know, when that ended, and I really enjoyed it. And, you know, it was good to get the experience. I'm still there now, although I'm doing other things now. I'm now a consultant for people with, I'm actually an independent consultant now for learning disabilities. I do, you know, a lot of different work. I lecture at the University of Manchester. I've got a friend there, so so I work with her quite a lot. I do quite a lot of research. I'm involved in, I've got many, many different roles, so it does keep me very, very busy. Sadly, since when I was at school, my sight was really quite good at school, but sadly, it has actually deteriorated quite a lot, so I don't really have much vision at all now. It was very, very hard in the beginning. It knocked my confidence, and you know, I suffered from anxiety due to that, but I've learned to bounce back. Currently, I'm waiting to go for some surgery. I've been having problems with my left eye, which I've not had any vision in at all, and it's been very, very painful. And about 10 years, it's been going on for about 10 years, really. And I asked the consultant then if they could take it out, and he said, well, actually, we don't do that now. We don't take them out. So, you know, it was just left. And then this year, actually, it started getting painful again. So I went back and I saw a different consultant who actually said, yes, I agree with you. It does need to come out. So I'm just waiting for that surgery to happen. So hopefully it'll be in February or March of next year. But knowing the NHS, it could be any time. Okay then, well, I'll close for now, but I would just like to wish everybody who's listening a very, very happy new year, and I hope it's a good year for you all. Thank you. Goodbye.
Why not email us at podcast@svupa.co.uk?
Thanks again, Louise, for sending us some more audio in. It's really nice to hear from you again. And we'd love to get more people. We want this section to become regular and get as many of you just talking about your memories and your thoughts and all the rest of it. And like we did the 2-minute interviews when we were at Clifton, it was just great just to get all these little insights into you. So it doesn't have to be long, it could be 30 seconds. So yeah, send them in to podcast@svopa.co.uk. We're going to actually move on now to a fantastic, so I suppose it's an app stroke social networking stroke way of getting people talking to each other. A great thing called Audioboo, which I've been involved in for probably a few months. We really used it while I was at the Clift End. But I'm going to let Jo talk about it because she's actually doing some really great stuff with it.
Yeah, I use it on the iPhone mainly. Excuse me, but the website is quite accessible also with screen readers. It's basically you can register and get an account with Audioboo, and you get 3 minutes to talk about anything you so choose, really. You can also pay for an upgrade. You pay £60 a year and you get half an hour to waffle on. So it's great, and people come up with so many different things. Some people use it for blogging, some people use it as a sort of diary, an audio diary of their day-to-day lives. Some people use it to record music themselves, singing or performing. Some people use it to kind of record family moments, which is great because these things, you know, when as family members get older, and I know this from experience, and die, it's nice to have those memories for your children, your grandchildren to look back on. But also, we've started a Braille support group on Audioboo because we've realised that some young people who go through mainstream education are not being taught Braille. And so we decided that those of us that had learnt Braille as a matter of course, we would help them and answer questions on Audioboo and if possible meet up with them. So I'm meeting up with somebody who lives locally to me to help her with her Braille skills. And you know, Audioboo is just so useful, it really is, and it's a free app on the iPhone or the iPad, which makes it even better.
It is, and it's just good. I mean, you're just hearing other people's experiences, you know, from younger people who've recently left school and some of the differences from when they were there and when we were there. And sometimes you'll hear things and your heart really goes out because you realise what, even though they've been integrated into mainstream, it's some of the things they didn't have really hurt sometimes, doesn't it? You know, I was listening to one the other day about one of the girls in gym who couldn't really do much or ended up doing it on their own. It's just, it's sad sometimes, but on the other hand, there's other people who went through mainstream who've actually done really well for themselves. So it is good. And people just sharing recently, people have been sharing their fears. And also people, if they find a good app, they've been sharing that on there. So, you know, do to check it out. It's just Audioboo in the App Store. If you go online, it's audioboo.fm. And you can register there. You can also, if you've got a Twitter account, actually register just using your Twitter account. So that's nice and straightforward.
You can also record your Audioboos and they will automatically be uploaded if you want them to be. They don't have to be, but you can have them automatically uploaded to your Facebook account or your Twitter account as well, which is a great way of letting friends who perhaps aren't on Audioboo, they still get to access them and hear what you've got to say. And what I've also found is that it's become a real community, and that yes, visually impaired people are talking to each other, but also sighted people are mixing on Audioboo with visually impaired people, and it's an equal platform. It's an amazing thing, and it's a guy called Mark Rock who Audioboo is his baby basically, and you know, thanks to Mark, he's put this amazing platform for us all to get involved with on an equal footing, and it really is worth a go.
So you can follow us. I am down on there as Ike Allen.
And I'm Joe.Fishwick.
And other interesting things to follow is you've got the SVOPA, which we're not using at the moment, but by the time you hear this, there should be some posts on there, which is just SVOPA. And of course, VI Talk is on there as well. And that is VI Talk Podcast. So, you know, check us out. And if you just follow like you would on Facebook, but it's audio. And we hope to, you know, see new followers over the next few months. So enjoy it.
Well, that brings us to the end of yet another podcast. Hope you've all enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed producing it. As always, it's been fun. So I'm going to hand over to Michael now, and he will give you the all-important contact details.
Right, yeah, you can get in touch by email at podcast@svopa.co.uk. You can check out the podcast feed, which is all the old podcasts, at svopa.co.uk. If you want to follow us on Facebook, just search SVOPA, you'll find us there. And on Twitter, we're SVOPA as well, so nice and easy. And if you do want to give me a call, it's 07930 444 656. Drop me a text on there as well. And if you need to send anything in, just drop me a message and I'll pass you my address. And we just want to say before we sign off, thank you very much again to Pat and Julie. It was great to speak to you, and also to Louise.
Yep. So all that remains is for us to say bye for another month, and Michael will see you in February at Gateshead. And I won't.
No, you won't, but you'll be there in May, so that's all that matters.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yes, you will. Or you might even bring her up on Skype. So from me and from Joe, take care, everyone, and have a good month.
Yeah. Bye.